Hello and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Stephen Fitzsimmons, Institutional Portfolio Manager with RBC GAM's Blue Bay Fixed Income Team in Stamford, Connecticut. Most of last week saw a reversal in investor sentiment from May, with credit spreads gapping wider and rates rallying lower on the heels of softer ISM and JOLTS data. This data had market participants pricing in a 75% probability of a rate cut in September of this year until Friday morning. However, we noticed a really interesting and stark shift in sentiment on Friday morning after non-farm payrolls came out with a big beat. Headline payrolls increased by over 270,000 versus survey expectations of 180,000. Healthcare added the most jobs, followed by the government, leisure, and hospitality sectors. In contrast, unemployment ticked up closer to 4%, while average hourly wages increased. This altogether positive jobs print served to reverse the entirety of the rate rally we had seen to that point on the week, with the 10-year Treasury note ending the week at 4.43% after commencing the week at 4.38 and hitting a low of 4.28 on Wednesday morning. Additionally, repricing futures Monday morning indicates the probability of a Fed rate cut in September is now below 50%, down from 75% just Friday morning. These are relatively big moves in both rates and Fed funds futures. So what does this all mean? First of all, this choppiness exemplifies the dynamic we have been talking about all year on our desk. Markets are super keyed in to every economic print, and anything that affects the probability of rate cuts on the horizon causes a ton of price movement. This price movement opens up opportunities to adjust portfolio strategy tactically and allows us to dial in certain alpha sources while challenging our own long-term thinking on the path of both rates and credit. We still think a cut is possible in 2024, which is in line with our long-term view. That said, we think the CPI print on Wednesday this week will be critically important to rejuvenate broader market hopes for a rate cut in September. If the core number comes in above 0.3% on a month-over-month basis, we think it would be really hard for the FOMC to justify cutting rates this year. Our base case is that the print should at worst come in line with consensus expectations of 0.3%, but could actually be a bit cooler than that figure as well. We think a number in this zip code would keep a rate cut in 2024 as a real possibility and should cause more positive price movement on rates and eventually a more normal treasury curve shape. As always, thank you for your attention.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.